Oh. Ready, go.
Here we are. We're in the car again. Hey, people. We're turning down Hair Nation. Don't want to be blasting the, you know,
Motley Crue.
Some crew.
The crews of the Motley.
During the podcast, that would not work.
Are they going on tour? But they're fighting
to
again.
Always be on tour. It seems like to me. I did actually just recently, because of course we had a whole Nikki Sixx book conversation.
We did, right?
Right. Like I now have Nikki Sixx in my Instagram feed, like fucking constantly.
Because your phone is listening to you.
Of course, my phone's like all phones are listening to people. People, stop. With like, wait, as a surprise, if they're listening to you.
No. Here's what I don't understand about that. So if the phone is listening to you, I get that. But who's on the other end listening?
There's no person listening. Like the CIA and NSA have. Don't even get me into this. So the NSA has a program called Carnivore that they listen to. They read emails. They listen to voicemails. It's an algorithm. It's an AI. It's a computer that listens. And in their case, they program it to keywords to start identifying potential terrorist people.
Does she have a name?
They call it Carnivore. That's his fucking name.
What does that have to do with Nikki fucking Sixx?
So Facebook and Instagram and all those people have, and Google, they all have their own algorithms to listen for content so they can feed you more and better information and advertising.
I feel like this is going to be a complaining about just shit complaining thing. I'm going to turn around because I want to, well, no, wait, where can we go mail that thing? Oh, I know.
Never mind. No.
I know where we're going. I think we just complained about a complaint. Okay, what's the last thing that you said? Because I got...
You wanted to talk about the homeless guy, and I asked...
Wait. Okay, so there. When I go to acupuncture,
right,
I go the same way every time. And the street corner off of the interstate... Is anybody going? Go, lady. Just go, honky-tonk.
Everybody's going to go because she went.
Well...
Go.
This guy is...
Go.
Go if you're going. Oh, for fuck's sake.
I told you to go.
Well,
Jesus Christ.
I was trying not to smash my brand new car into that car. Okay,
that guy.
Stop.
He doesn't know.
Every time I go to acupuncture, I go to the same stoplight and I turn left. And in this one place, there's always beggars. I can't really call them homeless. And I'll tell you why. They're beggars. They always have a sign, you know, we'll work for food or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, the sign doesn't say that. The sign says anything helps.
Yep.
So I go last week.
Kind words of wisdom.
Anything helps, right? You know what I didn't do? I didn't look at his shoes.
Always check out
the shoes. They say look at their shoes.
Always.
You know if it's a scam or not by whether or not their shoes are old.
There's a story of a guy here in Kansas City. I used to live in the West Plaza when I first moved to Kansas City. There was a story in...
Are you the one that told me this then?
Yeah, absolutely did.
Okay.
Of a guy, he panhandled, not begging, panhandled. In front of the Barnes & Noble on the plaza here for years. And the whole thing was... Cash, the guy made like 60 grand a year tax free. He had his own home. I don't know if he rented or he owned, but he had a home. He had a family.
Because
that was his job.
He was working the corner getting money from people.
He was making 60 grand a year roughly.
That's a decent living.
Yeah. I mean, 20 years ago, it's exceptionally so, probably.
That was the estate sale house from last week's episode.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is my point exactly. Now,
gentleman
that I saw,
right,
didn't necessarily play that role. He looked maybe like he didn't have a $60,000 a year gig.
Right.
So all I had in my car was a bag of almonds.
Opened.
Well, it was a Ziploc bag.
Yeah.
Look.
Okay.
And I offered it to him. And he looked at it and he reached out his hand and then he shook his head no and said, no, forget it. And then he walked away from the car. And I thought, first off, I was kind of offended. You're begging me, anything helps. I'm giving. And there was probably, there's a pound of almonds. I mean, that was probably 15, 20 bucks worth of almonds. It would have given him 20 or 30
some good
serving sizes, right?
Oh, you go this way.
Yeah, yeah, I was trying not to hit the walking ladies.
Yeah. Yeah. Who would
gladly take my bag of almonds, those five ladies right there.
They're probably hungry right now. That one lady looks like she hasn't had an almond in a while.
Had plenty of almonds. This is festering since last week. I am offended by that guy. And here's my question. Why? Panhandling, whatever the PC word is.
It's not PC word. That's just actually a definition. You're panhandling.
Well, he's begging.
Also the same thing.
Anything helps with his sign.
Yeah.
Well, I'm mad at him still. I'll see him tomorrow morning when I go to acupuncture, and I'm going to tell him to go fuck himself.
Tell everybody.
I won't tell him anything.
Why you're angry with him.
I'm certainly not going to give him any cash.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give him any cigarettes or booze.
Yeah.
I mean.
So, you're offended that you didn't find your almonds appealing.
Well, I just think you can't be that hard off if anything helps does not include the healthiest version of almonds you can get. They weren't right off the tree in California, but they're pretty fucking close.
Mm. Here's my thing
Does that not offend you at all?
No. Here's why.
Maybe I should beg on the corner.
I wrote something the other day about...
That won't go well for you.
I wrote something the other day about choice. And I talk about choices all the time.
Yes, you do. Be mad or get over it.
Exactly. Why are we fucking mad at somebody who just made a fucking choice? They chose not to eat almonds. Not to take almonds.
Because you can't sit
there. Why are you mad
at
him because you didn't want your almonds? Why the fuck do you care about him not wanting your almonds?
Because you're standing on the street corner interrupting my perfectly innocent drive, asking for help, and I'm providing help, and you're saying no.
Time
out. I feel like you don't really need that shit that much then.
Maybe not, but you made a choice to offer help, and he made a choice not to accept help. Hey, no harm, no foul. We're done here.
So you don't have
anything like that
makes you upset?
I'm sure I do, but at the end of the day...
That vehicle right there, that makes you upset.
That vehicle is stupid. He's still a choice. He wants to be stupid. Good for him. You want to spend wasteful money on a stupid Jeep... What are they called?
I have no idea. Half truck, half Jeep?
A Jeep truck is the dumbest thing ever. Buy an El Camino. I mean, that's basically what you just... You bought a four-wheel drive El Camino. Like, it's dumb. But if that's your choice, if your choice is to be dumb, be dumb. Most Americans are. Fuck you guys. You're dumb. Poor choices. I'll tell you what the conversation... This is getting me rolling now. The conversation what I wrote about was... This is definitely controversial. The woman's question... It was on LinkedIn. The woman questioned whether a company had the right to... fire someone, or if they didn't get vaccinated, and if whether a person had the right to leave or not get vaccinated if they worked for somebody. And my point in all of this is capitalism is literally based on one thing, choice. I choose to purchase something, therefore it's mine. That is it. If I want something, regardless of price, my desire to want it and the price the market has set are all choices. Same thing here. I choose to hire you as an employee, or I choose to work for you as an employer, or I choose to buy from you as a consumer. All choices. You don't want to make that choice. You don't want to work with somebody who's like that. Guess what? You have the right to choose.
Okay, wait.
You go work anywhere.
Wait, I don't want to be political, but I do have a question, though.
Non-political. It is all about choice. I don't give a fuck if you're right or left in this topic. The whole point is, I don't give a shit if you're vaccinated or not. You do what you want to do. My point is, somebody else has the right to require something because if they own the business, they have the right to do it. And if you're the employee that works for them, you have the right to choose you want to be there. And if you're a customer, you have the right to choose if you want to do business with them.
Well, I'm not doing business with that guy anymore, I can tell you that.
Absolutely. So you're choosing not to have a transaction anymore. You're right.
It's not.
Perfectly.
But he might have screwed it up for some other guy.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
Maybe he did.
Okay, here's the question.
Okay.
Speaking of vaccinated or unvaccinated, I was talking to, I don't even remember who, somebody the other day about this. If everybody's quitting their jobs because, I mean, not everybody, obviously that's an overstatement, but all these healthcare workers, for example,
right,
and other people in general that are quitting their jobs,
mm-hmm.
where are they going? What are they doing?
Other jobs.
So you mean like they're quitting healthcare working and they're staying home and selling their tits online?
Maybe. Maybe they are. I think the thing
I mean, there's good business in that. You know that, right?
What, like,
these people make like $35,000 a month showing their boobs online.
Yeah.
Oh. Selling their pee. Yeah. Well, maybe that too.
There's a guy selling air, for God's sake. I mean,
we drink water out of a bottle, for fuck's sake. You can go to the local creek and get it anytime you want for free.
I mean, kind of.
I mean, yeah. You have to boil it or something, but still. I mean,
yeah, and somebody's got to own the rights to that land where you get it, and it better be you. Yeah.
No. Yes. Bullshit. That river that runs near our house.
That's different. Yeah,
I can go bottle that shit up and I want to
and filter it, and yes, you can. You can do the work.
Where's the next big idea?
I don't know.
I want to be your question that is guy
about people and the leaving. There are so many opportunities out there right now, and it's not people taking fucking welfare and shit and unemployment. First off, if you quit a job, you can't get unemployment. Like, they have to fire you.
Do they not?
That's how it works.
That? Or maybe people don't care. But I can't. I find it hard to believe. Is this the lane I want?
Yep.
I find it hard to believe that all of these people just have enough savings going on that they can just do that.
So many of them are taking jobs. So a lot of people are leaving companies because they don't want to work there anymore. They haven't gotten a raise. They don't have the right benefits. Whatever the reason is. They don't like their boss. Whatever the fuck the reason is, they're leaving. And guess what? They're getting paid a lot more to go somewhere else and hate that boss. I mean,
well, I've said it a long time.
If somebody offered me more money to go do the same exact thing in the same situation, why wouldn't I take it?
I understand that. What I don't understand is like, if healthcare is just the one that comes to mind right now.
Yeah, because they're in high demand and there's a lot of stuff on their plate right now.
Now they've dropped, a lot of these places around here are dropping the mandate to get vaccinated. But if they all had the mandate and everybody's quitting, I'm telling you, like a nurse or a PA or somebody, they're quitting. They're qualified to be a nurse, right? I don't think all of these people went and got a job somewhere else.
Well, the numbers saying right now that there are a lot of jobs that are being created, and there are a lot of people getting hired, and there are a shit ton of people leaving.
And then even more people driving Amazon trucks.
Oh my God, for sure. Anybody can get a job driving an Amazon truck. Now they're in very high demand. They run like
do you have to get a CDL shifts? For that?
No, because they have the vans too. You don't need a
CDL
for the
vans. They have the vans. Like, remember way back in season one when we talked about the little Ford Transit vans?
The van.
White Ford Transit van? Yeah. I would still drive one. They need to make a four-wheel drive one. And I'm still going to go back to this lifted Mini Cooper thing because I just think
I saw one the other day.
It would be hot.
And I didn't realize that their taillights were the British flag. And I was like, oh, that's a really cool touch. And then I was like, immediately right after that, I was like, yep, Tana would probably want to talk about a four-wheel drive Mini Cooper right now.
Oh, I did. But they don't have them, right? They have all-wheel drive?
They're all-wheel drive, I think.
Yeah, I just have to be able to, crawl around in the mud. Okay, here's the other thing. So this is a follow-up of last week's podcast. We went to the house party in the wilderness.
Oh, yeah.
So here's what happened. Somehow, all the girls got to talking about girl stuff.
Oh, boy.
The new Sex and the City show comes up.
Oh, man, yeah.
And it's called And Just Like That, right? And just like that, I fucking spoiled the whole episode one of the show for the girl hosting the party.
Yeah, she hadn't watched yet, and you totally let it out of the bag.
Everybody acted like they'd already seen it, and I just blurted it out like the season was over and everybody already knows what happened.
Spoiler alert, by the way, comes in the first fucking episode.
It does come in the first episode. So, and just like that, I will not spoil the episode this time.
Comes out of situations where she thinks to herself, maybe I shouldn't have said that, but she never, in her defense, rarely does she feel like a dick afterward. This time she did. She kind of felt like she felt really bad.
Well, was that half of the wine bottle in that I was like, oh my God, I can't believe that just happened. I don't even think it was that far in.
I beg to differ.
Pretty early in the day.
No. It was toward the end. I was still trying to wrangle you out the door at that point.
Before the flat tire?
Before the flat tire, yeah.
Well, whatever. Anyway, doesn't matter.
Yeah, it
does. Turns out the host of the party in the wilderness had some Manolo Blahniks and some Jimmy Choo's locked up in her basement. And oh my God, they were fucking beautiful.
Middle-aged white men that don't know what those are.
They're really expensive shoes. You should get your wife or your girlfriend because she would love you forever. She would totally, most definitely out. If you gave her, I'm sorry, there were also some Christian Louboutins. Yeah. If you, by the way, I'm at least like a half size bigger in
those.
Doesn't
matter.
Well, she wore the same size shoe I do, and I put them on, and they were very small. So you got to go up like a half size. So, men, pay attention. Christian Louboutin, Manolo Blahnik, Jimmy Choo, half size up of what she normally wears. She's totally putting out. Plus, also, if I came home with those fucking heels on, those little stiletto-y heels, you would like it. You like my platform red velvet boots that I have.
You bought them
for me.
Yeah. So, just so we're clear, yeah, all that is true. But they also are very expensive shoes.
Well, mine
were
like...
you're not getting them for Christmas, I can tell you right now.
Maybe not this year. Mine were like $35. So, I go to DSW one day, one of my favorite places in the world to go and buy, just collect shoes, right? They don't have the Jimmy Choo's, but they have like Steve Madden's and other things. And I find this knee-high pair of platform red velvet boots. I text a picture to Trice, and his response was, no, absolutely not. I thought that was bullshit.
Yeah, I felt bad saying it, but I also understand what I have to tolerate when you wear shit like that. So I'm like, I'm just saying it. Americans, you're assholes sometimes. Like, stop thinking that you can talk to somebody's wife the way you do. It's not okay. It's the kind of shit that gets you killed. I mean, honestly, I'm going to kill somebody, and I'm just saying, I sure would like to.
Well,
the guy I always think about is the guy at the double deuce, what's it called?
Double nickel. Double nickel in Olathe, Kansas.
The double nickel guy. Every time I think about
that guy, it was a New Year's Eve.
Yeah, it was. I want to shoot him in the fucking face.
No, you don't, because you're not a violent guy. But,
I'm not, but God, he really was not awesome.
That's a story for another time. Maybe we can all put the denim for our New Year's Eve podcast. So what happened was...
What had happened was
I had told Craig and them I was gonna kick it with them. Gotta go. See you when I see ya.
Movie quote.
It's not a movie.
It's a stand up. Special quote.
Martin Lawrence, you so crazy. You so motherfucking crazy. So I think, was it then or was it after? I think maybe you also replied with like, okay, but you can never leave the house or something like that.
Probably.
So I didn't buy them. I thought, yeah, well, I probably won't have anywhere to wear them. It's fine.
You bought another pair of shoes anyway.
I did. That must have been early Christmas. Maybe I was Christmas shopping. I don't even know. But literally was Christmas time. And guess what I got for Christmas?
Yeah, you got those for Christmas.
I got those for Christmas. And I wore them on Saturday to the wilderness party.
For a Christmas party.
It was.
Yeah.
I wear them a couple times a year. My feet are still bruised, but they're hot.
They clearly fit exceptionally well.
Well, I stood up for like 5 hours straight. I don't do that on a good day.
What do you think you do in shoes?
You wear them to the party and then you sit down and conversate.
And no party you've ever been to.
Well, maybe next time you should tell me what kind of a party we're going to.
I believe if it uses the word party, you should be prepared to stand.
I should be prepared to wear platform, hot, sexy-ass boots.
Just be prepared you're going to stand the whole time. And you can...
I mean, you didn't tell me we were going four-wheel driving.
If you choose to wear the damn shoe, you cannot complain about it later.
I think this is America. Shit. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
You made a choice. So now, shut the fuck up.
Like my marriage.
Yeah.
Marriage.
Winning.
I think you have that upside down.
I don't think I do.
All right. Well, we got to go into the CVS pharmacy and get some things. So
yeah, I got my mask on.
Maybe we'll be back for a second half.
Maybe.
Well, I should have started that before I coughed and choked. That was hilarious.
Your choices are killing me.
I know. It. Hang on, my phone is beeping at me for some reason. It doesn't matter what side of the fence you're on. It's just funny. Okay, I just have to say, clearly, the guy at CVS is a
Republican.
Male. Why? I'm just ruining my fucking joke here. He's an older male, white hair.
Uh-huh.
And it is obvious, after speaking with him at the counter, that he is not a Joe Biden fan. Who would have thought?
Yeah. Dude, I'm just trying to check the fuck out right here, okay? And my wife is killing me with her choices because she wants to have some dialogue with the guy at CVS.
I like to dialogue!
It's like, God, can I just check the fuck out and go away and not have to deal with people...
Thank you for buying that, by the way.
Yeah.
Now I can strip wallpaper in what will now be your third or your fourth office in our house.
No. Yeah. But he's like, he's mad at Joe Biden for getting tests, for COVID tests for people. Like,
for free!
Seriously, dude? Are you just that much of an asshole? People having free access to tests is a bad thing now? You fucking people, I swear to God.
Well,
a jackass.
Not everybody is going to agree with that, obviously, for whatever reasons. But also... So when I had COVID, we could not get COVID tests.
That's where we did buy them.
That is where we bought them.
Right
but
there.
They didn't have them available. You had to ask for them.
They were behind the counter.
They
were behind the counter, right.
So they're not just like out there willy-nilly for people to buy. You have to go and find it. But then he did, what's that other test? There's some test that's like $125.
There's three over-the-counter tests. Two of them are like you get two quick tests for like $25. And then there's this other one that's like $125. I don't know what makes it so expensive, but I think it involves actually sending your results off somewhere.
Oh, yeah. I'm not like, waiting for that shit.
You know, like a legit, like full-blown test as opposed to the, you know, nasal swab testy that we did.
Well, so. I think they're all nasal swab testies, but...
Probably, yeah.
Because that is probably the mail-out one.
Yeah, I think
but
so.
But why would you want to pay five times the amount...
And wait five times as long?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, if you're
as long
not
as the new test is reliable, you know, like the quick tests.
They're
like,
not, by the way.
I mean, if you do it right, seems to be reliable. I disagree. So.
I disagree.
It did tell you you were negative one day and then positive 2 days later, but.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think if you're sick, just stay the fuck home. Just do that.
It didn't tell us you were negative. The test was bad. There were three.
One of them was bad.
Yeah.
And it said error, and I was like, oh, well, doesn't that go figure?
Yeah.
The second test was negative on my very worst day with my highest fever.
Yeah.
And then the third test was like 5 days into it, and that finally tested positive. After my fever broke, and right before my taste and smell left. So, by the way,
doctor... Like still 2 weeks ago.
Sorry. I still have a little bit of...
Probably longer than that, actually.
Phlegm, obviously. So, I talked to my doctor today. Speaking of post-COVID stuff, he said the same thing he said last time. Don't get it again. You don't want it. Whatever variant you had, you don't want the other one because you responded so well to this one. Just don't go anywhere and don't get it. I'm like, okay, I didn't go anywhere last time and I still got it, but that's not the point. He said some people are not getting taste and smell back, like basically much at all.
Really?
He said, it'll be interesting to see what happens. Because he's like, did you lose your appetite or anything? And I said, I never lose my appetite. He started laughing. Like, damn it. If I could only lose my appetite.
Well.
But I'm glad I didn't. I wasn't nauseous. I didn't have any of those kinds of issues that people get.
Yeah. That's true. You did not.
Anyway. So, that was pretty fun. It's fun when you go places and you talk to strangers. Now, that guy, he's... he's always got something to say. There's always some dialogue with him. But when you go and you talk to strangers at stores and restaurants and whatevers, they'll just tell you, much like us in our podcast, they just tell you what side of the fence they're on, if they're vaccinated or not, how they feel about vaccinated or not, and all those things. Why are you shaking your head at me?
I'm just thinking back to stories about choices. I'm like...
Oh, it does go together, doesn't it?
I guess, you know, everybody's got a lot of choices that they make every day, which is good. But also one of your choices is whether or not to share all the information about your choices with me. I prefer you did not. But that's your choice, I suppose, isn't it?
I think
that... And then I got to just be mad or get over it.
I think that oftentimes we have no idea what we're saying, what's coming out of our mouths, how we're acting, whatever. I can tell you with certainty, we talked about this with somebody the other day, like doing the podcast teaches you a lot about yourself. If you really want to get to know yourself and maybe how others see you or why people you know, people tell me all the time, you just tell it like it is and whatever. I'm like, it's just all I know. But then when you listen to yourself, you're like, oh shit, I might have been offensive on that. Yeah. And then you just like, I'm not, oftentimes it is not our intent to be offensive in one way or another.
It's never our intent to offend. It's just our intent to make fun of.
Well.
Or make light of something that.
Yeah.
It's fucking irritating.
Sometimes you just don't even think about it. We're driving an extra block around.
We are.
Look, yeah, you should get your phone out before I drive all the way down here.
Why?
So we can post a video online about how pretty it is.
You already did the Griswold house.
I didn't. It was turned off that day. Here, wait. I'll give you my phone because you can't send me videos on your phone. Somebody's trying to get in this driveway. Nope. No, remember when you send the video.
He's trying to get to the mailbox.
Please listen to me for a second. Here, use my phone. When you try to send me videos on your phone, it doesn't work.
Okie dokie.
Now I gotta wait for the USPS. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Oh,
I'm gonna go around.
What do you want me to film? The whole neighborhood?
Yeah, no, just right here, and then.
Yeah.
When we go by.
And then the Griswolds.
This is our neighbor's house. It's the Griswolds.
So,
don't know who the Griswolds are.
On the right-hand side, we don't know. They have some nice candy canes.
Candy canes.
And the neighbor on the left, we do know. And he is the brother of... You're not doing the same thing. Go back up. The brother of... Slow down. Of a friend.
Oh, lives my God. Next door. Are you getting it?
Yeah. It's so good. We'll
post it on the Instagram.
We like to call him... Clark Griswold.
Clark W. So, Griswold. Clark C. Griswold? Which one is it?
I don't know.
Clark W., Clark C. Anyway, we'll put the video on our Instagram. You'll probably see it. Or you probably won't because most of you, the vast majority of you that listen to our podcast are not following us on Instagram at TNT Fridays. You can't miss it. I'm not quite sure. Maybe for Christmas, you guys could like, share, and subscribe.
That'd be a great gift.
Fridays at 5, the podcast with
share
TNT.
Share with your friends.
That sounds amazing.
And followers.
All right. Well, that's all we have. We'll actually try to come back for some Christmases. This is just a bonus because about the only time I can get you to record is when you're going in the car somewhere.
Or
I have
true.
To bribe you with coffee.
Yeah, that helps.
You just hit a dead zone, didn't you?
I just get to a point where I'm like, yeah, I can't. I mean, what do you want me to do? You want me to rant
about
somebody?
King Harvest. Oh, gotta go. It's the doctor. Bye.